上帝也看到我们的失败了。
And God sees our failures.
上帝知道我们的欠缺了。
And God knows our lacking.
所以他自己为我们想。
And that's why God thinks for us.
他知道人心里面最缺乏的就是爱。
And he knows that human lacks love.
但是不是你我现在能够感觉到的那个爱。
But that is not the kind of love that you and I can feel now.
那是永远不变的那个爱。
And that is the eternal, unchanging love.
那不会因情况条件而改变的爱。
The love that cannot change because of circumstances.
当人越软弱无能的时候，上帝是越爱你。
The weaker humans are, the more God loves you.
这个爱不会消灭。
This love will not disappear.
所以当人还做罪人的时候。
So when humans are still sinners,
当人失败的时候，
when humans fail,
甚至抵挡神的时候，
even when humans resist God,
上帝赐下他的独生的爱子为我们死。
God gave his one and only son to die for us.
圣经说上帝的爱就在此显明了。
And the Bible tells us that God demonstrated his love through this.
这个爱很多人误解了。
And many people, they misunderstood this love.
很多人活在地上的时候，因为不认识神的话，
And many people, when they live on earth, because they do not know God's word,
也不认识神的爱，
and they do not know God's love,
他们自己要赚取爱，
so they want to earn love.
他们说我自己要自爱，
so they say I must love myself.
我要做得好，
I must do well.
上帝才会爱我，
then God will love me.
人也才会接纳我，
then people will accept me.
其实这是完全错误的，
this is completely wrong.
因为人没有办法做好，
because there's no way humans can do well.
人每一次要做好的时候，心里面又有一个恶念出来。
Every time we want to do good, there's an evil thought in our hearts.
人活在地上的时候，都知道要彼此爱、彼此尊敬、礼让。
When we live on earth, we know we have to love one another and give in to one another.
有时候我们表面做得出来。
Sometimes we can do it on surface.
但是心里面总是有妒忌、仇恨、比较的心就会出来。
But in our hearts, there's always hatred, jealousy, comparison.
我们不知道为什么这个。
And we do not know why.
因为人离开了神，没有办法用自己的方法回到神面前。
Because after man departed from God, there's no way humans can find our way back to God on our own.
神知道人的无助。
And God knows the helplessness of humans.
所以他亲自要来。
And so he has to come personally.
所以圣经说他的名字叫做以马内利。
And that's why the Bible tells us his name is Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And it means God with us.
这位神成为人的救主，来拯救人。
So this God came.To save us in the form of human savior.
可能有一些人这里会问牧师说，这个上帝有什么资格成为我们的救主呢？
So you may ask, how does this God qualify to be our savior?
你问得好。
This is a good question.
当上帝要拯救我们的时候，他必定要三样事情，他要符合三个的条件。
So if God is to save us, he has to satisfy three criteria.
第一
，First，
他是那个最圣洁的上帝。最公义的上帝。
He has to be the holiest and the most righteous God.
但是他也要活在最污秽的人当中。
But he also has to live in the most corrupted humans.
这是一个 paradox.
And this is a paradox.
最圣洁的来到最肮脏的人当中。
The holiest came upon the most defiled group of people.
有时候我们圣诞节的时候呢，我们不明白为什么这个神的儿子耶稣他要生在这个马槽里面。
Sometimes during Christmas we do not understand why this son of God Jesus have to be born in a manger.
我们到这个圣诞节这个乌节路去的时候，我们看到哇，这个马槽很美啊，很舒服。
So when we went Orchard, we look at the manger, it seems very comfortable.
这个神他生在马槽，这马槽是什么地方呢？
So where is this manger?
当玛利亚要把这个救主生出来的时候，那时候客栈已经满了，没有位置，只有剩下马槽。
So when Mary was about to go into labor, there's no other rooms in the hotel, in the inns. There's only the manger.
马槽里面呢，就是牛羊牲畜的那个粪便，就遍满在那个地方。
So in the manger, there's a lot of waste from the animal.
所以上帝就生在那个地方。
And God is born over there.
这个马槽的光景就代表人心的丑陋跟污秽。
So the state of the manger represents the state of humans' uncleanness.
所以上帝的圣洁的上帝就生在这个污秽的人当中。
So the holy God is born among the defiled human race.
他受跟我们一样受一样的试探。
And he also went through the same temptations we face.
他受了一样人性的苦难。
He went through the same kind of sufferings human face.
他面对人的环境的一样的现实。
And he also faced the same realities that we are facing.
但是他没有罪。
But he is without sin.
从来没有罪。
He's never with sin.
从来没有 随意的就向任何一个人发过脾气。
He has never lost his temper.
他从来没有一个贪念，没有一个缺乏感在他里面出来。
There is no greed or lack within him.
因为他是万王之王。
Because he's the King of Kings.
他也是最圣洁的那位。
And he's the holiest one.
他愿意能够活在最污秽的人当中。
And but he's willing to live among unclean people.
跟他们在一起。
To be with us.
另外一个条件，为什么他能够成为我们的救主呢？
The second criteria why he can be our savior.
各位，这位上帝很重要是，他能成为我们的救主，因为他能够知道万事。他也知道人所有的罪。
The second reason why he can be our savior is because he's all knowing and he knows all our sin.
他能够看透你我的内心。
He can see through your heart and my heart.
那个污秽的内心。
That unclean heart.
但是他有这个慈爱和容量，能够饶恕人。
But he has the love and compassion to forgive humans.
各位，你知道跟不知道人的罪是有很大的差别的。
There's a great difference between you knowing and not knowing human sin.
嗯，你到你的公司去，你看到一个人一表人才。
When you go to your office and you see a person looking very good and talented.
啊，你很欣赏他。
And you admire the person.
啊，他只不过有一点小脾气，有时候急躁一点。
Maybe he has a little temper. Sometimes he's a bit impatient.
你说啊，这个没有关系啊，这个没有关系。
And you say this is fine.
他整体来讲是好的。
Overall, he's good.
他给人的感觉，他的道德都是好的。
He gives people good vibes and he has good morals.
但是有一天，如果你的眼睛打开，你看到他里面是多么淫乱的。
But one day, if your eyes are open, you see how ugly he is within him.
多么贪心的。
How much greed inside.
甚至有时候谋害人呢。
Sometimes maybe harm people.
没有一个人知道。
No one knows.
如果你看到这一幕的时候，那时候你看这个伪君子，
If you see that, you will think that he's a hypocrite.
你会说他比一般的人还糟糕。
And you will think that he's worse than any other ordinary person.
了解吗？你知道跟你不知道的差别是很大的。
So there's a huge difference between you knowing and not knowing.
还有另外一种，我们通常很难饶恕人的理由是为什么？
And there's another reason why it's very hard for us to forgive people.
可能我们当中有一些人很难，这一生很难饶恕有一些人。
Maybe among us, there's some of you who find it very difficult.To forgive some other people.
为什么呢？
Why?
不但是因为他们做错。
Not just because they have done wrong.
乃是他们的做错害到了你，触动了到你的利益。
But their wrongdoing has caused you harm and made you lose your interest.
所以从那时候起呢，你很难饶恕他。
And from then on, it's very hard for you to forgive that person.
我们上班的人有时候呢，你会看到偶尔一些懒惰的人。
Those of us working, sometimes you encounter people who are lazy.
你遇到一个懒惰的同事呢，你一般上关一只眼睛。
So you may close one eye when you face a lazy colleague.
为什么你关一只眼睛呢？因为他没有触动到你。
Why do you close one eye? Because he didn't affect you.
但是有一天，因为他懒惰，工作没做好，他的工作来到你这边的，你就不一样了。
But one day, if it's because of his laziness, you have to do his work, then you feel differently.
你在全公司里面，你最讨厌的是他。
You will dislike him the most in the entire company.
可能公司里面还有另外一个不道德的搞混坏情，你是说啊，他没有道德，但是我讨厌的是这个懒惰的。
Maybe there's another colleague in the office who have extramarital affair, but you think it's fine.
对不对？
Is that true?
因为他的软弱触动到你。
Because that person's weakness affected you.
我们的上帝他知道所有人的罪。
Our God, he knows the sin of everyone.
所有人的污秽和丑陋在他的眼前。
All our sin and uncleanness are before his eyes.
然后不但如此，这个有罪的人把他钉在十字架上。
And not just that, the sinful humans nail him to the cross.
然后讥笑他，辱骂他。
Mock at him, jeer at him.
然后他承受这一切。
And he bear all this.
然后有这个慈爱和容量饶恕他们。
And yet he has this compassion and love to forgive
him. 他跟上帝说：“上帝啊，他们所做的，他们不知道。
”And he prayed to
him. 求你赦免他们。
And he prayed to Father God. They didn't know what they are doing. Please forgive them.
这就是上帝了。
This is God.
没有一个人能够有这样的性情。
No one can have such a temperament.
只有上帝的性情。
And that is God's temperament.
最后，他为什么能够成为我们的救主呢？
Finally, why can he be our savior?
各位，如果他要成为我们的救主，
If he is to be our savior,
他必定是一个个人的救主。
He must be a personal God.
他再伟大，如果他不是我个人的主。专爱我的，他怎么能够成为我的救主呢？
No matter how great he is, if he's not my personal savior, how can he save me?
我刚才说，人最需要的是爱。
Just now I mentioned humans need love the most.
然后这个爱不是道理，爱是一个关系来的。
And love is not just in theory, but it is a relationship.
所以这位上帝当他来到人间，生在马槽的时候
，So this God when he came to earth and being born in a manger,
甚至为罪人摆上的时候
，And he gave himself for sinners.
但圣经要讲一句话，他的名字叫做以马内利。
And the Bible tells us.His name is Emmanuel.
以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Meaning God is with us.
在你的缺乏，你继续追求人的爱的时候呢，神与你同在了。
In your lacking and while you're pursuing human love, God is with you.
我亲爱的朋友，可能你今天因为看不到神的爱，你一直追求地上的物质跟成就。
So my dear friends, maybe because today you cannot see God's love, you're always pursuing the earthly achievements.
然后你一直追求人的那个欢爱。
And you're always pursuing human love.
你受了很多伤害。
You have gone through a lot of wounds and hurts.
你很多失望。
You have a lot of disappointments.
但是神亲自要涂抹你的伤口。
But God wants to nurse your wounds.
他亲自与你同在。
And God is personally with you.
要填满你那个一直不能被填满的地方。
He wants to satisfy you in the area where you always cannot get satisfaction.